Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Back with Mike this morning, our MD at ECR. Mike, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, Mike. Look, RNS this morning, an update as to where we are with our projects in Australia. But firstly, certainly worth a quick word on our announcement last week as far as potential new helium opportunities. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, look, we made a pretty clear message to the market, and that was to suggest any deal we were, you know, going to move forward with would be in the interest of shareholders and stakeholders. We are ourselves as the board of ECR now, given we've taken our remuneration over the last 12 months in predominantly shares. And any transaction that we would consider doing would be at a premium to the current share price in ECR. And it would be remiss of us not to look at all opportunities available. And that's really all it is. There's natural skepticism and some misunderstanding that we were pivoting away or we were refocusing the business. That just simply isn't the case. We have bandwidth and capacity, and therefore we shall use it to try and enhance the business moving forward.
I suppose in terms of criteria, what kind of assets are you looking for? How advanced would you like them to be?
It would have to be something that we could get to market quickly, revenue generating. One of the sort of things that's cropped up over the last 12 months since joining the business is you need to get to revenue generation stage quicker. We want to see the till ring a little bit. We don't want to be an out-and-out exploration company on that basis. That's what we're looking to do.
And as far as our existing assets, of course, our chief geologist, Adam, and the team, they've been most recently at Lolworth in Queensland. Further high-grade rock chips identified at the Uncle Terry prospect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a fair bit of gold showing itself up there. And as Adam pointed out, you know, the silver seems to be a pathfinder. We're finding occurrences of silver in quite high grade when we're finding gold up there. So the two are going together like birds of a feather. It's a nice piece of news, but in today's announcement, it's a broader overview of what we're doing as a business. We want investors to understand that when we have one piece of work happening, it doesn't exclude us from, you know, conducting any other business. But great update. The lads have been working particularly hard in some challenging conditions. It's not all romantic hotels up in Queensland. They're out in the field, in the bush. And they've been squirreling away. And look, the results that are coming out are great. And we expect quite a lot more from Lolworth in the coming weeks.
I know in particular, Mike, you're looking forward to seeing the results here from this enhanced recovery process at Blue Mountain.
I mean, as we said earlier in the year, the alluvial gold that we were able to produce was ahead of, you know, historical results within the area and those types of operations. So that was encouraging. And then, you know, the concentrate results were off the scale. What we have to do is look at these enhanced gold results, because it's those results really that will start to define and give us a firmer indication as to the potential commercial value of Blue Mountain. And of course, it's for us to then take that project forward and again, start to produce and generate revenue. That's what the market wants to see. And we have a significant presence of gold, so it would be bonkers for us not to be advancing those assets. If somebody comes in and wants to partner, then that's something we'd consider. If there's a potential sale opportunity, we'd consider it. But at the moment, we've got the landowners' support. We've got some great news come out of Blue Mountain. And yeah, the results that we expect very, very shortly, we hope will support the case.
And you make it clear in the RNS this morning, the focus for Victoria moving forward is drilling. Tambo, the first cab off the rank here.
Yeah, I mean, the work that we conducted earlier in the year around the Duke of Cornwall was, again, encouraging. We found high-grade gold in the chips, but also a broader presence of gold in the soil. We think there's a fair area to target. We'll have boots on the ground in the next week. In regard to the civil works, there's a small civil campaign required in order to create access. And yeah, we've got a drill contractor engaged, and yeah, we think we can get that moving forward in a timely manner, and hopefully get some encouraging results out to the market, and hopefully give the shareholders something to that we've been hollering about.
And it looks like Bayliston could be back on the drilling map, this time focusing particularly on the antimony potential.
Yeah, I mean it's a bit left field, Andrew. I appreciate some people are going to go, "Oh no, we're going back to Ballaston. We spent a lot of money there, over $1 million in the past. Do we really want to do this again?" And the antimony's results were incredible, extraordinary, at 32%. But again, at the time, having plotted the map, there just wasn't enough work done around where we got that sample from. And there's a huge amount of interest. I mean, the commodity's flying. From a pricing perspective, all of the companies now are starting to wag the tail, and there's a lot of interest, a lot of interest in the antimony. So again, it'd be madness of us to, wash our hands and say something that happened 3, 4, 5 years ago when looking for gold should exclude us from, accelerating forward. So yeah, we've made that application. There's lots of interest, and we'll see what we can do with that asset. Again, we've made it clear to the market we're not going to bet the ranch on these types of things. We're looking to add these on and give additional opportunities or additional swings at the bat to find some value creation and significant events that can unlock some of the value at ECR. It's been a tough year. I accept some of the criticism from shareholders and the investment community who say, you should judge me in 12 months' time and we'll see where we are then. And 12 months later, share prices, relatively similar to where we were when we came in. And I have to acknowledge that we've worked incredibly hard and we continue. In fact, we're ramping up the work that we're conducting now. We're not, resting on our laurels, I think, as a comment I made recently. So we'll keep driving forward. I think we're doing the right things. The market will come around eventually. This is not a unique situation and certainly not cop out from me. I take it as it comes. But ultimately, I think we're in a really good position right now as a business in comparison to the business I joined a year ago.
Good to see you, Mike. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks. Take it easy.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.